It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and the boys are all back together in beautiful southeast Washington, D.C. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
What up, dude? What's happening with you?
I am chilling, man. Driving in traffic, pollen everywhere. If you recall,
the pollen here is minute compared to that crap in North Carolina.
It still exists, right? I mean, it's the pollen. We had one of the days you were gone, I think we had Amelia on, or no, we had Amelia on opening day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she was saying we haven't even hit the bad stretch yet because the oak hasn't started. I wonder if the oak is now starting. So a lot happened yesterday. I'm going to start by saying this. Why, Brian, you got a Mac?
I might want to turn on the mic, right, Brian?
Actually, I might be able to use that, B.
Not with me.
Okay. For those that want to watch the stream, my computer's about to die. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, the biggest news in the area yesterday, Alex Ovechkin scored a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched any of that, but watching Ryan Leonard, man, he flies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think...
He's swift.
Yeah, dude. That was a really fun, cool game. Go up to Boston. Ovi scores. Strom scores. They
Wilson.
Willie.
Willie is more than just a dude that'll whoop your ass.
But he'll still whoop your ass.
Oh, he'll whoop your ass. But he's more than that.
I don't know this, and I like the Yankees have this like long tradition of they try to give their stud players, at least for a long time, like single digit numbers. And I don't know that this is a thing whatsoever in hockey because Willie is 43 and hell, Oshie was 77, right? And Backstrom was 19, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But like, obviously, Ovechkin's wearing 8.
Yeah.
I really like Chychrun wearing 6.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, now they got Ryan Leonard wearing 9. I think the single digit hockey jerseys look badass. I think the way Carberry handled I guess it wasn't a call up, right? Because he was in college, but they had his rights for over a year. But the way they manufactured it all so that his first start in the NHL was in Boston, which is his hometown and where he played his college puck.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was it's just a really cool way to do it.
It's a great move. Great move.
Caps play again tonight in Raleigh. At some point today, we should re-examine our picks for when we think Ovi's going to break the record, because it's getting to crunch time now, man.
He's four more.
Four away, yeah.
And
they play tonight, and then they play Friday.
Play tonight and Friday.
And then Sunday.
I'm just hoping to get it done Friday.
Are you going?
No, it's my last day I had on the picks.
Yeah, so we got to go through our picks.
He can go 2-2 or go hat trick tonight and give me one tomorrow on Friday.
Removing our picks from the conversation. Do you care if he does it at home or on the road?
I don't care where he does it.
I would love for it to be at home, but I just want him to do it.
Listen, man, that's the selfishness of us as fans. We want to see it, want to be there. When I was playing ball and a record came up, you think I gave a damn if I was at home or on the road?
Right.
I'd much rather do it in front of your crowd and just make you sit up there and have to watch all this happiness going on against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people say, oh, I wish he does it at home. If he does it on the road, is it going to be any less impactful?
I understand wanting it at home, and I know they won the cup on the road, but, like, I just want him to get it.
But
I think it'd be a relief.
The cup on the road, was it any less enjoyable because it was on the road, or did you still have a lot of fun?
It was incredible.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it doesn't make a difference where they do it at. It gets done, it gets done.
I also think the focus with that team is and remains the cup. Like, the Gretzky chase is super dope, but the cup, like a long playoff run, is what matters most. And if they could get Ovi home with a couple games to go, I know in hockey you don't rest guys, but maybe they get less minutes. Maybe the best teams in baseball want to set up their rotation for October.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the hockey equivalent of that is, like, let's get all the ducks in an order for this playoff run. And if Ovi can break it.
I forgot who was on with us the other day. He said normally they play 17 to 18 minutes on ice.
I think it was Allen.
Yeah, so they don't really do like the other sports.
Yeah.
They give you their 17, 16. Hell, Ovi tries to get extra minutes all the time now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let him play.
I'm just excited. It's going to happen. He needs 4 and 8 games. They do close out. The final two are on the road. Maybe it's Friday night, dude. I mean, you get 2 tonight, 2 Friday is entirely possible. What a cool little subtext to this season going on. All right, so beyond Ovi scoring last night, you also had big news from College Park. Maryland made their hire of Buzz Williams, former Texas A&M coach. If you listen to the program.
He's a good coach.
What's that?
He's a good coach.
If you listen to the program yesterday, I was telling you the whole damn program that it was going to be Buzz. News came out a little after we got off the air officially. We can argue as far as, like, who has a higher ceiling. And I think I've been pretty clear that I'm, like, kind of done with relitigating Kevin Willard. He left. He's entitled to leave. I think he handled it poorly. I'm on to Cincinnati, man. I'm just, you know what I am now? I'm a Buzz Williams fan. I'm all in. And B, the one thing I think is worth pointing out in all of this. Yo, Willard's 49.
Okay.
Buzz is 52. I would call them contemporaries. Does that seem fair?
Very much.
Buzz has been a head coach, I believe, 19 seasons. Willard's been a head coach, I believe, 18 seasons.
Okay.
In Willard's 18 seasons, he's been in the Sweet 16 once, and that happened last weekend with Maryland.
All right.
In Buzz's 19 seasons, he's been in the Sweet 16 4 times with Marquette. He's coached at Marquette, Virginia Tech, and now A&M.
I remember him big time from Marquette.
Well, and they went on an Elite 8
run.
They
were always good.
Yeah, they went on an Elite 8 run. One thing that's remarkable to think about is there was a time where somebody would leave Marquette for the Virginia Tech job. because they wanted to get in the ACC.
Yeah.
I think now.
Now they'll leave Virginia Tech to go to Marquette.
I mean, think about it.
If they were at Marquette and Virginia Tech called, they might hang up on them.
I don't know. But what I know is they've been
coaching. Don't be mad at me, Roosters.
They've been coaching just about the same amount of time, and Buzz has significantly more postseason experience. They had an Elite Eight run at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
He made the last – in Texas A&M, they made the tournament the last three seasons. For those that forgot, Willard missed the tournament last year. I think they were under 500. I am not entirely convinced Buzz is better than Willard, but I don't think either one is demonstrably different. I applaud, and I was very clear with my criticisms last week, I applaud President Pines and the leadership over there for getting this done fast, because much of the conversation was, oh my God, they're cooked. Everything's broken. Well, they got a coach, what, 5 days later?
Yeah.
They're going to have money to spend in the portal.
And they're going to have to support that coach.
Yeah.
Those days of acting like you're Ivy League school or whatever has to be done. If you're going to bring in a coach with his resume, you need to support that and push it.
Totally.
You can still go out there and push your academia or how you want to do it, but you better support that coach, because I'm going to tell you, in every school, I don't care where it is, Ivy League or wherever, if you got good sports, people like to go to little schools.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight.
I do think some of the trouble Willard caused about being a supported coach might end up helping Buzz Williams, because I do know there was some fundraising and some money that got attached to the basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
For the concerns that, you know, Buzz has now coached at Marquette for, call that 6-7 years. Virginia Tech, he was there for 5 seasons. Then A&M for the last 6. He bounces around. Listen,
hey man,
he's
been there 6 years, okay? How long was Willard here?
3.
How long was the coach prior to him there?
Probably 5.
Okay, so you haven't kept coaches either. If he stays here 6 years, he's been here longer than your last two.
Right. Dude, the way college sports is currently constituted, every year is brand new. Every year is a new season. So, like,
yeah,
that's just the way this thing goes.
What you say all the time, and the way the portal and stuff is now, you don't know what you're going to have. But you always say there are teams in the NFL that sign people early, okay? And when they sign them early, they don't have to worry about them getting all whatever. So if Maryland, if you see your coach doing well, go take care of him. Then he don't have to be looking nowhere.
Well, dude.
And a lot of colleges do that, too. You know, hell, I just saw, it's a different sport, but they just locked Deion up.
Yeah.
For 10
five
years.
Years.
Five years.
5 years on top.
5 years,
50-something
right. Million, whatever it is. So you go and when you see somebody doing well, don't wait till the end and then, like, try to, oh, they owe you something. No, show them that love.
Dude,
and they'll stay around.
Totally. Buzz. See, apparently he's a hard-charging type. We're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman today and get a lot more information on it. But, like, when they hired Willard, I wanted them to hire Pitino, okay? I was on record about that. And the concern was, oh, Pitino might only stick around a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Willard only stuck around a couple years.
Yeah.
I think college sports, as it's currently constituted, is such an absolute crapshoot right now that you can't be worried about 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. Worry about 5 months from now. And
I don't worry about the day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like the Buzz Williams hire. I said this to JP Flame in the hallway, and I think he agreed with me. If you're a young single man, like none of us here, maybe kind of Jeff, but in your younger days, Brian, if you were willing to fist fight a man at a bar over a woman.
I would have never done that.
Okay.
I would fist fight the man. I ain't fighting him over no woman.
Okay. Let's just allow the analogy. Other people would, right?
He'd fist fight a horse, though.
You would fist fight a horse.
I mean, I'm just saying, my fights were always because of a reason, not that one.
Okay, but lots of people.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, if you're going to get into a fight over something, that something needs to be incredibly valuable.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it's worth fighting for.
Yeah.
I feel like Maryland and Villanova got into a fight for something that's at least results-based, relatively replaceable.
In Maryland's mind, yes, but in Villanova's mind, they may be thinking that they're getting something.
They didn't get into a fight over John Shire or the dude at Florida or even Bruce Pearl. Like, Buzz Williams, the dude they were able to hire 4 days later, has a better resume than
Williams. That's a better resume, but like it comes down to the person. And like Villanova may be extremely happy and happy, prideful and proud to have who they have. But at this point, you hired a damn good coach and you move forward. Now
that's where I'm at.
And they may have listen, every time you have a relationship that separates, it's easy to say, oh, point at the other person, it was all their fault. No, you got to look internally and realize what you did wrong and make sure you improve that. That can help the whole relationship
out. And I'm hoping that's
what's happening. So Maryland needs to do that as well.
I'm hoping that's what's happening. And I want to applaud the college president for getting involved and getting this done. I recognize they don't have an AD. And everybody's like, oh, well, who the hell did the hire? The president did. Because he recognized this was a problem and he addressed it. So I support that. White Brian, as the dude here that follows college hoops the best, is Willard versus Buzz a demonstrable difference to you?
I would rather have Buzz for my program. He was a thorn in Auburn's side for however many years when he was at Tech or A&M.
How about that? One vote, Buzz. Jeffrey, is there a big difference, Buzz to Willard?
I don't know, JP. I only watch it during the tournament.
Appreciate that.
As I say, during basketball season, I pay attention to my school, even though it's a little Division II.
But I think
Jeff had a whole bunch of Maryland pride 2 weeks ago. Am I misremembering that?
How you got them big ears and don't listen? I said I don't really pay attention to Maryland until the tournament.
Well, some years you're not paying attention then. But, hope that
the thing
goes
of it
away.
Is this, though, Jay. Moving forward, whether Buzz is better or not, he comes in with a better, let's say, resume. The two entities, Buzz and his support group, are going to have to do better to make sure Maryland overall looks good.
I think Maryland's got to do better. Yeah, and it Maryland seems like they're better. Going to.
And you hope to see what Buzz has done in other schools. You hope to see it here. But Maryland has to do better. Because, listen, I have been the guy who I got here 30-plus years ago, and I always hear about Maryland. But I always felt like, they never, ever supported their, even when Gary was here, they never, ever supported their teams like they should. They always tried to shun, we're not like everybody else. We're more like that school over there. You're not Harvard, dog. Not in that aspect. You may be damn good when it comes down to a lot of your broadcasting stuff and all this, but you're not those Ivy League schools. But you do have entities that can come out here and bring a lot of luster and love to you, but you got to support them too. But every president I've seen, listen, I was knowing about presidents at Maryland just because it was always in the paper.
Yeah.
And if I always hear about your president in the paper, that's not a good thing. Because it was always something negative or something bad going on, wasn't supporting this, trying to do something other than this. It was stupid stuff. So now that has to go away. And I think the people in charge now need to realize that you have a history of stupidity. I'm going to just say it like that. And it's time to break that and move forward. Look, I went to Penn State up here when I was at Lehigh. Went to Penn State. I'm looking at the campus. And I was talking to this professor one day. I said, man, why is it that the academic people always trying to destroy the athletic people? He said, not us. He said, hell, this campus was built by football. And you have been to Penn State?
Yeah.
They have a remarkable campus, building after building, because they had a great athletic program, their football team, and people supported it. And when people leave, they don't come back and say, hey, man, I'm pulling for the math department. They might get so they love the fact that the athletics bring a lot of pride to the school, and when they are the billionaires, they write those checks. Because of what was going on there. And yes, they don't just say, just give it to the football team. They give it to the school. But you know what sparked it? The athletics.
Well, you know what's changing all that now is the NIL and the collective. Because now you're hitting your big boosters up, not to build a new team facility or a new engineering building. It is, put that money in this pot so I can pay these kids.
Yeah.
But they were doing it. That's changing a lot.
But they were doing it anyway.
Yeah.
It's just now it's legal.
In short, I'm cool with Buzz. Bring on the I like being buzzed, Lamphill. Yeah, print it. Make a T-shirt.
Well, many people think you look like it all the time.
Yeah, that was a tough angle of your boy. Still not sure if I'm cool with you, Standig. Just putting that out there.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We've decided we're good with Buzz. We just want Maryland to keep up their end of the bargain and keep it going.
Yeah.
Buzz Williams set to address the media today at noon. That joint moved fast.
Hey, man, let's be real. When they heard about him having a possibility of moving, they started working.
I mean, we had, you know, these various college basketball guys on throughout the week, and they were all like, yeah, Buzz wants the job.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when they knew Kevin was about to go, they started reaching out.
Right.
And getting feelers.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew where to go. And that's how the good ones do it. You don't wait till he leaves, then say, oh, now we're going to look. If he starts looking, you can't wait for him to get out the door because you got somebody else to replace him.
Yeah.
And normally you want somebody better. And in this essence, it seemed like they got somebody better.
All right. Speaking of somebody better, this is pretty damn funny and cool. John Gruden, Super Bowl winning coach with the Bucks, coached with the Raiders, eventually came back and coached with the Raiders again. Not without his own controversies, but John Gruden now is like a Barstool sports guy and just like a content guy and still like a crazy football fan. And I guess it's become a thing where people send John, like coaches, send John Gruden like a swag bag, basically. And so John Gruden got a new swag bag sent to him, and here he is reacting to it.
Look at this, Fox from Louisiana, the raging Cajun. It's not red, it's Vermilion Red. Head
yep,
coach
Vermilion,
Michael
baby.
DeSormo, the raging Cajuns, Louisiana. Now it's just the University of Louisiana. It used to be Louisiana Lafayette. This is where Charles Peanut Tillman of the Bears went. I mean, you'd be walking down, running down the field, and Tillman, boom! He would strip that freaking ball out of there. Charles Tillman, one of the great DBs of all time. And one of my favorite guys is Ike Taylor, former Pittsburgh Steeler, number 24, played press coverage, would take your best receiver out. Out. That's not a good thing to do right here. They also have Brian freaking Mitchell,
one of the most feared kick returners in the history of the game. You know, Brian Mitchell shredded me in the NFC Championship game. Damn, Brian Mitchell.
How funny is that?
That's funny as hell. But I did reach out to Coach D and Troy Wingerder, who runs all the stuff for the team, and say, I want a damn box too now. To hell with John getting all the stuff. I want a box. And I looked at some of the stuff they have. I don't have those things yet. You need to put on the mic to talk to me, Jeff.
I was going to say, I'm quite sure it's just a phone call away for you.
Well, I
made the call.
I already sent it. And he was like, yeah, man, a lot of people around the country been hitting me. I said, did Peanut hit you? Yep. Brandon, yep. Everybody he named hit him.
Because that video kind of went, not viral, but it went a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. And you know, as soon as somebody said, they know you went to the school, and they start talking about, did y'all get one of those boxes?
Right.
Yeah, and I immediately called.
We could use some Rage of Cajun swag in the prison cell studio.
I had on some yesterday.
You want? No, but like a poster or something.
All right, we'll find some.
Yeah. B-Mitch in the Swamp.
I had that before.
The Sultan of the Swamp.
Sultan of the Swamp one was yeah, kind of cool.
That's wild.
In my hip boots.
That's wild. What NFC title game was he talking about? Oh, that one, in Philly?
Nah, yeah, there was one against, in Philly. 0-2, wasn't it? 0-2.
Okay, I'm pulling it up.
Yeah. First play of the game, went 75. Dude scored on the next play. He squib kicked the rest of the day. They were playing keep away. I said, man, nobody came here to watch no damn keep away.
How mad were you guys to lose that game? I mean, at home, NFC title game.
I had spent the money already, Jay.
You'd spent the Super Bowl money already?
They kept saying, Tampa hadn't won a game under 30 degrees.
I remember that.
I say, dude, forget about that. We better go out there ready to play this damn game. And wasn't ready. Stop blitzing Brad Johnson.
Keyshawn caught a touchdown.
If you don't
game.
Blitz Brad Johnson, you're going to have problems.
Sure.
You know, if you blitz him, you can get him to make a mistake. But we didn't blitz him. And we got a great – we went boom, boom. I mean, it was like two plays, boom, boom, we scored. And then we got conservative. I don't know why.
That is unlike Andy.
Totally.
In that game, you had four kickoff returns for 125 yards. You had a 70-yard return. You had four punt returns for 34 yards with a 20-yard.
Yeah, the rest of them were squibs, and I had to catch it on the bounce.
Well, and they must have kicked it to other guys, too. Like, Slekta caught one, and Whiting caught one.
Squib kicking.
Right.
Whiting was – Brandon was he was a defensive tackle that was one of the blockers up front. So he returned one.
That was my lone kickoff return in high school was a squib. I caught it up like side of my helmet because it bounced up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the kind you don't want to get hit in the chest right when you're like that.
I got drilled. I held on to the ball, but I got rocked.
Yeah.
Those Philly teams were good, man. It was interesting seeing Andy just, you talk about a dude content in his own skin, man.
Andy's cool, bro.
It's also interesting with the Grudens at this point. I'm curious if you agree. They seem like they've made their peace with probably not getting back into football. Like, they're doing all the media stuff. If you're trying to be a coach again and you start talking about gambling and, like, betting, you know, and, like, working for Barstool. I mean, Barstool's legitimately probably Roger Goodell's number one enemy.
Yeah.
You know, like.
The owner of it for sure. But I think John has so many things he can do. But in that quarterback school, he did the media stuff at a high level. I think John he will make a lucrative salary.
Well, dude, I imagine he's still getting paid out the 100 mil he had.
They were trying to stop some of that, so I don't know where it's at. But he'll get something out of it, maybe not all of it. But I think he still has enough of a cachet where he can still get something done.
Totally. I don't even know if, like, I imagine he's making good money at Barstool.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bruh. Listen, John was up there, dude. When he was doing Monday Night and all this different stuff.
He had a Corona deal.
He makes money.
Yeah, he's doing all right. All right, I'm using Brian's computer charger right now.
Yeah, I hope my computer don't die.
Oh, I did want to talk one quick thing. Trey Hendrickson. A lot of there at various times there have been a lot of excitement around Hendrickson. You know, he's asked to be able to negotiate a trade. And I asked Zach Taylor, he's like, nobody calls me, they call the GM. He just kind of walked away from it.
My man.
My understanding on the Hendrickson stuff, after being in Palm Beach for a couple days, talking to a lot of different people, a lot of, you know, some folks from Cincinnati, some folks not from Cincinnati, it seems like, I think there was a thought that, like, the draft would drive a deal with Hendrickson. Like, all right, they're going to get a couple picks. That deal will happen at the draft time. I'm not sure that's the situation. I think Hendrickson's going to miss all the voluntary stuff. And I think this thing gets into August, September, and it becomes a real blinking of, you know, who does something first? Who does he get a new deal, or is he willing to sit out? I think that's the way it's headed, more than his value to a team that just paid a ton to two receivers is significantly more than a second rounder.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the second rounder may prove to be a good player, but the odds are
incredibly small
that the second rounder gets 17 sacks this year, like he's done the last few years.
They've put themselves in a position where they paid everybody. You got this top-notch guy. You may not be able to afford him. So you got to get something for him. And that may be the position they're in. It's not, you getting the value of him. When you start putting all this stuff out here and you go and you sign all these offensive players, you're telling them what's the most valuable to you. So other teams know he's not going to be around. So they're going to sit back and wait. And if it gets to the point where you got to make a move, they're going to pounce on it.
Yeah.
So hopefully whoever have a good relationship with the people over there. Just say it like that.
You certainly hope for good relationships. It's the right way to live life, man. It's much, much more effective than going the other direction. So if you're holding out hope on Hendrickson, I would have less hope than I did a week ago. All right, B. Baseball season has started.
Uh-huh.
We were out at Nats opening day last week. Wizards, correctly, still in the bottom three in the NBA. They're firmly in the Cooper flag hunt. Mm-hmm. That dude is outrageously good.
They're doing exactly what they want.
Yeah, I ain't mad at the Wiz. But B, your Washington Nationals aren't exactly having the start many were wanting.
They're not. They play again today.
And last year they started better. Now, baseball's a marathon.
Yeah.
But, dude, if you play 162 games, they're about 10% would be 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
So half of that is 8. So they've played 5. They got a 6th game today. They're 1-4, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing today in Toronto, right? Yeah. And I think what's most alarming, Brian, is all our baseball guys, Toby, Stallion, Grant, like all these dudes, the amount of excitement surrounding Dylan Cruz is through the roof, right? He was an absolute stud at LSU. Mm-hmm. Toby described him as a dude with aura.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet him and talk to him, 2 weeks ago at that red carpet
thing.
I saw
him in Dallas.
Yeah.
No, New Orleans.
Yeah. He's cool. But his stretch in the minors wasn't all that good.
Hadn't been good.
And then when he got up to the bigs last year, it wasn't all that good. And, dude, baseball is an absolute marathon, and they haven't even run the first block. But it is tough to have this kind of start. He's played 4 games.
Yeah.
You know how many hits he has?
Probably 1.
Dog. 0-for.
It was .063, I thought, Lanfield.
That's his OPS on base percentage.
Okay. Well.
His batting average is 0, right?
That's his on-base plus slugging as well.
In 15 at-bats, B, he has no hits and I guess a walk. Is that Mm-hmm. And more alarming than that was the strikeouts. I think he struck out in 9 straight at bats. And it was like getting close to like a new record. Hopefully he didn't get the record. But I think they gave him a day off. I heard Rizzo this morning on with the Junk saying, he's our guy. We're not worried about it. This is just life in the big league. Sometimes you start hot. Sometimes you start cold.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love for it to start a little hotter than that, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it's too early to...
Like, I totally agree.
Jeff said it yesterday. It's too early to make a judgment right now. You, like you said, 6 games into it, 160-something ago. I mean, 150-something right. ago. And you expect him to be around for a long time. Just, I understand getting a fast start gives you confidence.
Sure.
You feel better about yourself. Right now, he can't be feeling too good about himself.
James Wood, on the other hand,
mashing the ball.
Hit a home run the other day. He's been hitting well. I think that's the dude. I think you're seeing what you want to see from him. You know what I mean? Which is like just this crazy power hitter with unbelievable numbers. He is also so damn big when you see him in person.
6'8", right?
It's shocking. But B, the biggest story in baseball right now are these torpedo bats. What is your thought on this?
My thought on a torpedo bat?
Yeah.
You have to hit the ball, right?
Yeah.
So if you've been striking out with the other bat, you're probably going to strike out with this bat. If you've been good on with the other bats, you're going to be good with this one. If it seems the sweet spot, they say, is
way bigger.
Is a little bigger or whatever. Hopefully, I would, listen, man, there's technology coming every time to try to make things better. But one thing that can't help you, if you can't hit the ball, you can't hit the ball. If Dylan Cruz is swinging a torpedo bat right now, what would he be doing with it?
Striking out.
You know, I just think that the example I use was when you went through the steroid era, the guys that couldn't hit home runs didn't start hitting the home run. The guys that were hitting home runs just hit them a little farther.
Right.
You know, so I think the rave is going to go down. If they hadn't hit 8 home runs, 15 in 2 games.
And the fact that it was the Yankees.
Yeah,
if
15 in 2 games.
The Cardinals.
That makes people start talking about it. Are a lot of other teams doing the same thing? Maybe not.
The dude De La Cruz on the Reds is swinging it. But, like, Aaron Judge has made a point of saying he doesn't use it. And he's like, yeah, last year, you know, what, he hit 60,
but,
58
but
or something?
Didn't he hit 3 the other day in the game?
Yeah, but he's not using the bat.
But I'm saying, they had 8. He hit 3 of them.
Right.
And he's not using the bat. So, listen, this rate, I think it's going to go down. Now, let's be real. The people who make it the bat, they're capitalizing off of it.
Well, a few things. It looks cool. It just looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the name is badass. Torpedo bat. So yeah, like their marketing and engineering department from a look and all that.
Well, they better hope it continues like that, because if the Yankees are the only ones that's going to be hitting the home runs, it's going to die off.
Because
they had a home run hitting team last year.
Well, dude, here's the other part of this. Like, I just, if everybody starts to use it, people are like, oh man, this will change the kids' game or whatever. Only Major League Baseball and, like, some specific Major League Baseball summer leagues to get kids ready use wooden bats.
Yeah.
Everybody else is using aluminum or whatever, metal bats.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think you could build a torpedo aluminum bat, because wood you can recenter or whatever. I don't think it works like that. So I think this is such a unique baseball phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Landfill's the biggest seam head. Landfill, do you care about the torpedo bats? I think they're cool.
Just take the seam off of it.
I like it. I think that it's a cool new thing. Baseball is typically kind of resistant to new stuff. And if it leads to more homers, that's cool. I like home runs.
Yeah. What are we... Dude, not to make this...
Basically, they just made it right in the middle of the sweet...
Right.
They made that part a little bigger.
It looks cool.
It looks cool. It looks very similar to the other ball, just that it's a little weird shape at the end. But the whole thing about it is, you got to hit it on that spot consistently. How many people can hit it consistently?
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
To me, this just makes all the sense in the world. Can we get Dylan Cruz a torpedo bat?
But you got to hit the ball, Jay. He hadn't hit the ball.
Maybe we try something new.
No, but my whole thing, I just think that, you know,
if things stagnate in the bedroom, landfill, put on a costume.
Let's be real, dog. If we give most people the equipment after a guy who has great talent, his home runs and all, we going to give somebody else the same equipment, they're not going to hit home runs. You are what you are. The bat may help you a little bit, but you know what? It's the fact that if you have the skill level or not.
We'll find out. I would like to swing a torpedo bat. See if we can make that happen. Here's what we can make happen. Yo, Neil Greenberg has been all over this NCAA tournament. We're talking to Washington Post's Neil Greenberg next.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.